beings. One picture is drawn by Satan. Means logic. Satan is logic. That's why he was the closest to God before everything else. If he didn't have one mistake, he would be the best. His mistake was to remain logical when he is in presence of beloved. That's why we don't forget to him. Remember? His explanation was logical. Rumi said, no. The Satan is ugly one to me. The other one is beautiful. The other one is calling me. Therefore, I have this illusion that he likes me, he attracts me, therefore I'm worthy of beautification. And that's that. He ended the first paragraph by something very simple. He said, you will know the jasper from pearl at the time when you pass away from your fantasy or your imagination entirely. This wisdom is this. You have to forget whatever you imagine and blah, 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 blah. We talked about it. If you're here with a list of questions, I'm sorry. Because a lot of those questions will waste a lot of time. Here we are talking about something different. We are talking about love, which is the exception to the rule, right? And it starts with imagination. It starts with common sense, the feeling towards beauty. Okay. Then, from that, hisse mushtarak or common sense comes to what? Khiyal. He said, the imagination of my beloved is like that. That kind of imagination. The second one is khiyal. Then, after that, what is the third one? You were here. Apparently you were looking at me, so it gave the illusion of you listening, and you know. Now tell me the third sense. Just the name of it. Illusion, yes. What is the illusion? Look at the second story. What is the second story about? Second paragraph. Having the illusion of recognizing the moon in the sky. He said, that's illusion. Whatever you imagine you see in the sky is illusion. Throw it away. Remember? Then, you show off with your intelligence is another illusion. You think that you win. Let me show you all the people who were killed by this. Then, let's come back to the main illusion you have. All of you. Honestly, you do. You think that there is a spell. There is a special spell. If it's handed to you, you say it, everything will be perfect. And Rumi said, yes, there is that spell. Now, you were waiting for him to say, no, there is no such spell. He said, yes, there is. There is one spell that could magically change everything. What the problem is with that spell?
You don't have a mouth to say.
He said, you need a clean mouth for that spell. Then what do? Remember about this clean mouth. Later he will talk in a very lovely way when he talks with Moses. God will call Moses and he said, Moses, pray to me with the mouth that you haven't seen. But Moses said, excuse me, but I don't have that kind of mouth. Said, oh yes, you do. You haven't seen by the mouth of that fellow. So be in a way that those will pray for you, then I'll listen. Not when you pray for yourself, you're asking for more. So he will bring in the illusion, and after illusion we have to go towards Fikr and Zikr, right? He came to the Fikr and Zikr. you will notice it. It came back to what you say and what you do always, and what are you thinking about? You have the tendency of laziness. You want to sit down and someone else will do it for you, like a nightingale. Remember, he will bring the story of the guy who doesn't want to work. He wants the work be done for him. Then he brought in another guy. Another guy who was chanting Kharbaraf to Kharbaraf in a very emotional way. He said, that's what it is. Because before everything else, look at your animal. You are looking for acceptance. You're not looking for being the best. You want to be accepted. The guy wanted to be accepted. So he was singing more passionate than everyone else. Remember all these logics. Then he said, let me tell you about it. At the end of the day, this stuff you're talking about, love, is not something that you will earn or you will find. It's a gift. It will be given to you. When? First thing first. The first thing is that little boy in you who is selling halwa. The one that is bringing goodness and sweetness to others. That should cry. Because without that sensitive fellow in you, you are the animal. There is that little boy. Little boy who doesn't own anything. He's just serving this stuff. That's the beginning. How did he arrive to that conclusion? Do you remember? He talked about one major stuff, which if you study philosophy, you have to do it, is the chapter, main chapter of form and the essence, which is very important in here. Here, there are a group of people who claim that for them, form is worthless. Existence is nonsense. A magical, invisible stuff, that beautiful stuff is good. There are people like this, right? They said, okay, let's look at these people. Nice talk is good, okay, but what is the relationship between form and the essence? You don't need the common sense to prove it that they are related. They are hand in hand. But look around you. Intellectually, when it comes to form and the essence, what is going around? You say, a nonsense. They always sit down and want to talk about priorities. They say, priority goes to essence or priority goes to form. Which one is the first for you? You tell me. Do a mistake, don't worry.
I was wondering if you're asking whether it's the way it should be or the way it is.
You said, there is a priority only in closeness to me. He said, remember, form and the essence are like egg and the chicken. The most stupid stuff about the chicken and the egg is to bring in which one is the first. That's a stupid one. Because you go in a never-ending cycle. They say form and essence are exactly like that. And they give birth to each other. Of course, form is not important as the essence, but nobody will be kicked out. One is closer, one is a little bit further. Why? Because we need the form to touch the essence. we could influence the essence through form. So it's not that the form, yes, your essence should be very beautiful, but your form should be ugly. Means that you have the best wine and you put it in the rotten worst cup. It doesn't go like that. And do not go to the fight of form and the essence. Pay attention. They are both here and we work on both of them. How? How is what we are going to read later. After that story, his daughter said, but do not forget one point. Whatever we choose will be the subject of envy. When we pick up something and we say, this is the best, the rest will envy that stuff. And that envy is this animal. Beware of that. And we are at the middle of this conversation between form and the essence and the envy that will be provoked by this. We are here to arrive to my favorite story. A fellow sitting on a wall, being far away from the water. How many times I talked about it here? Beforehand, before arriving, I will talk about it. When we arrive there, I insist, and I'll try my best that some of you at least will always remember that story, because that's a very good beginning for some intellectual reflection to understand that we are far from peaceful existence because we did it. We are far from being the best of us because we did it. It's not that something happened and the universe did it and the position was that. No! We are different species on the earth. All other species, they are staying on the ground. Their feet is over there, right? So they are close to water. What about us? We live on a wall. A wall, self-made wall. We will make something. We call it a piece of my personality. A piece of me. And we put it there, we climb on top of it, we never come down. The first step you build it was to become literate. When you became literate, you never go back. And you could never be normal. Every written stuff will influence you. Even nonsense in public bathroom will influence you. This is what we are. We are on top of this. Then you put another one. Then another one. And you go up. Something naturally will happen to you. Let's say you are you. Let's say you are a fellow in a society that suddenly, for some reasons, in a very short time, suddenly you gain a lot of knowledge. Lots and lots of that. So, in a very short time, suddenly you are more knowledgeable. What is the first outcome of that in you? What will change in your personality?
Become arrogant?
That gentleman is the guilty one tonight.
Sorry.
You were lucky one. I will question you later, don't worry. Yeah.
I'll become more humble.
By knowledge?
Yes.
You are that exceptional fellow walking on the earth because the rest of us, by knowing, we become arrogant.
Then you don't
know anything. Aha. We were talking about knowledge, science, I was not talking about